This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Tensions in Northeast Asia are once again peaking as Japan has threatened to shoot down the missile that is being used to ostensibly launch a North Korean satellite in early April. North Korea says to do that, even if it infringes over Japanese airspace, would be construed as an act of war. So what exactly is this missile launch all about, and what should we make of the Japanese and Korean back and forth over what may happen during and after that launch? With me now to talk about it is Bruce Klingner, a senior research fellow for Northeast Asia at the Asian Studies Center inside the Heritage Foundation. Bruce is also a longtime veteran of the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency, and at one time was deputy chief of the CIA's Korea Issue Group. And Bruce, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Greg.
What exactly is North Korea trying to accomplish here with this missile launch early next month?
Well, the missile launch is part of a concerted effort to ratchet up tensions in order to get the South Korean government, which is under a new, more conservative government during the past year, to fall off of its principled engagement policy, which requires conditionality and reciprocity and transparency when engaging North Korea, as opposed to the last 10 years of the progressive government, where it was largely just an unconditional provision of aid and benefits. And also, they're trying to influence the Obama administration as it's formulating its North Korea policy. And as it's threatened war, it's threatened the safety of South Korean civilian airliners, it's threatened a naval confrontation in the West Sea. So it's doing a number of things to try to ratchet up tension, and it clearly signals that North Korea is not going to adopt a quieter, more conciliatory approach now that the Bush administration has departed.
We know that Korea had agreed, at least in some principle, to dismantle its nuclear program, and previously these missile launches, particularly the Taipodong 2 missiles, were believed to be thought to be a serious test of the delivery mechanism for possible nuclear weapons. What do we know about the status of the weapons system at this point?
Well, the missiles, they have 600 Scud missiles, which can range all of South Korea. They've also deployed about 200 Nodong missiles, which can range all of Japan. And then the longer-range missiles, the Taepodong 1 and 2, they've been having trouble with. In 1998, they launched a Taepodong 1, which did overfly Japan and went down range about 1,500 miles. And the first two stages were successful, but the third one disintegrated, although North Korea claims it successfully put into orbit a satellite which beamed back to Earth songs extolling the virtues of North Korea's founder Kim Il-sung. And then in 2006, they tried launching a longer range Taepodong 2, and that one they had to abort after about 40 seconds because it was going off course. So we think it's a Taepodong 2, which will be launched this time, and you know, obviously they're trying to see if they've worked out the bugs. They've notified the international civilian maritime and air organizations about closure areas. The first would be west of Japan, where the first stage would land, and the other one is about 2,200 miles downrange, where the second stage would splash.
Talk about long-range planning here, Bruce, if you can. We know we've obviously heard the rhetoric issued by the North. We know that Kim Jong-il is not well, as far as we can tell. And we also know there's been some crackdowns on the exchange of folks crossing the 38th parallel there. So what can we decipher as to what their intentions may be here?
Well, they're still trying to get basically recognition as a nuclear weapons state. There's considerable skepticism that even their involvement in the six-party talks, the nuclear negotiations, is more directed at capping its production, and that they may be willing to negotiate away future production, but that they do want to maintain their existing nuclear weapons inventory, which may be enough for perhaps 6 to 8 weapons. So there is, as I said, skepticism as to what North Korean intentions are. And then they may be trying to ratchet up the tensions with the preparations for a missile launch in order to reinvigorate missile negotiations with the U.S., which were underway in late 2000 and then stalled at the end of the Clinton administration. So they do have a number of different objectives with these same escalatory actions.
We note the Obama administration is sending the chief negotiator, Christopher Hill, to be the new ambassador to Iraq, assuming he's confirmed. So what do we suspect will be the policy position of this new administration? Will it look similar to the Bush administration in the later years, or remarkably different?
Well, right now it's largely a Rorschach test. It's sort of what you want it to be, because they've only been in office a little over a month, and Bosworth, his position does not need to be confirmed by the Senate, so he's been out there dialoguing with our allies as well as China. But the undersecretary and assistant secretaries of state, who would also be involved in proliferation control and East Asia, haven't even been formally announced, let alone confirmed. So, a lot needs to be done in formalizing the policy. But I think largely what we'll see is, despite all the criticism of Obama during the campaign and sort of criticizing the Bush administration's approach to North Korea as if it was a single eight-year policy, in fact, the Bush administration had two very different policies. And I think the last 2 years is of the Bush administration's engagement approach is largely what Obama's going to do. Chris Hill, when he was the envoy, was talking bilaterally, was engaging with North Korea to the point where he was being criticized as giving away too much. And yet we still had North Korean threats, North Korean intransigence, North Korean obstructionism and noncompliance with its agreement. So I think largely there will be greater continuity than there will be change on the Obama administration's approach to North Korea.
Well, Bruce, we'll keep our eyes focused on early April when this missile launch is supposedly scheduled and see exactly how it unfolds. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your expertise with us.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
Bruce Klingner is a senior research fellow for Northeast Asia at the Asian Studies Center at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. He's also a veteran of the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency, and at one time he was deputy chief of the CIA's Korea issue group. When we come back, the Capitol steps. This is Dateline Washington.